Meanwhile, Healing Arts of Wakulla County has begun to target in on the needs of the community. But like any target, the needs are constantly shifting. Little by little, the group continues to grow. Artists and those involved in the healthcare field are finding their way to make their community, Wakulla, a better, healthier place to be.
Paul?
48.
And where are you from, Paul?
Originally from Detroit, grew up in the Motor City, and moved to Wakulla probably about 9 years ago.
And what type of work is it that you are involved in the regular man's world, I guess I would say?
My day job.
Your day job.
Yeah, I do systems administration and IT for Big Bend Homeless Coalition, which is an umbrella organization, and we are the lead agency for about 50 human service organizations in the Big Bend area.
What is it like to, in a sense, represent the homeless population, but behind the scenes somewhat?
I mostly am familiar with the statistics. I've noticed a definite uptick in homeless families in the past 5 years. Since the economy tailspun, we have a greater number of families that are turning up homeless for reasons of underemployment, unemployment, medical issues. They're out on the street and we serve them in our family dorm. Hope Community is one of the agencies under our umbrella that is on our campus. And we serve homeless singles and families.
You're an artist as well. Can you tell me a little bit more about your type of, your area of expertise in that?
Well, my area of interest is portraits. I'm fascinated with the individual, capturing something of that individual's personality in an image. That fascinates me to no end. I've done still lifes and landscapes and stuff, but there's something mysterious and engaging about a human figure. That's my favorite subject matter.
What initiated that particular interest in you?
I've done portraits for years, and ever since I was a little kid, I've been interested in drawing people. They're the most challenging, but I probably cut my teeth, so to speak, in Detroit on the street. I was involved in a street outreach called Stream in the Desert, and it was a coffee house where people could just come in and sit down and get away from the street and whatever influences were out there. And some people would talk about the Bible and spiritual things. I just drew their portraits, and I felt I really connected. And I used to do portrait after portrait on Friday and Saturday nights. And that's where I really just generated a respect for people and for them taking the time to pose. You know, there's something in that interaction, even though we're not saying much. And then I'd give them the portrait after.
Okay. About the type of work that you do now.
Sure. This is Carl. He's a resident of Eden Springs. Our family visits mostly two guys down there on a regular basis, and he was the most anxious to have his portrait done, and what you see around him is his world kind of collapsed and condensed into the frame. He is a very creative guy, and he also has diverse interests, and so I try to include what he wanted me to include. We talked about this for quite a while, what he'd want in his portrait, what influences on the outside frame are all the influences, the people or situations that influenced him. And so he gave me a good idea over about three sessions regarding what he wanted to be depicted in this. This shows his personality in a snapshot, essentially.
In looking at it, you can almost tell that there had to be some type of dialogue between the both of you to be able to represent him in something like that. What is it like for you to sit down with somebody and get to know them and then basically showing them themselves through what you've learned through dialogue? And then can you explain some more of that for me?
It is a collaborative process. I think a lot of art can be very self-centered, and I tend to stay away from that. You know, doing a painting for someone to buy from a studio that you don't know, and they're going to hang it in their front room over their couch. You know, that doesn't interest me as much as doing a portrait of someone that actually comes out of a dialogue. A mentoring network was similar in that we harvested lessons learned from life experiences of seniors. So there were groups of seniors. This is about 3 years. Mm-hmm. And it was funded by AOL and Blue Cross Blue Shield and the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation and a few others. We recruited at-risk students from local high schools to interview the seniors, and we created web pages of the seniors' lives and their past, their histories. And those lessons learned that were created for the seniors went into a database, the Mentoring Network database. And that's where I kind of developed my affinity for this kind of thing, because I learned a lot just overseeing that project. The kids learned a lot interviewing the seniors, and the seniors benefited from having someone listen to their story.
What is it that you'd hope future generations would get from it?
Well, I think that everybody has something valuable to share, whether they're seniors or not. We've all lived and hopefully learned from the time we spent on this earth, and it's very short. We can all learn from each other.
Is this what brought you to want to be a part of Healing Arts of Wakulla, do you think?
Right. When I Lynn Arts forwarded an email to me, and I had already started on this project, and we had already been going down to Eden Springs on a regular basis, and it just resonated with me that something like this, you need other people like-minded around you to support you and encourage you, because it's tough to do something like this. And also, if something is new, you tend to not get the kind of support unless there's other people who have a vision for that kind of thing. And I think Healing Arts of Wakulla is a group of people who know the potential the arts have for healing. The arts have amazing potential, and it's not something that is in the galleries that really is changing the world. It's people working with other people, helping them create their own art. It's very therapeutic, and it can also communicate powerful messages about one's life.
Other than this, have you ever experienced the arts at work in that sort of way?
Yeah, I have quite frequently. For example, when we were doing the mentoring network, the kids, the teens who were in some ways living very recklessly, mm-hmm. These were at-risk teens, when they were creating the timelines, these are visual representations of the seniors' lives at this point, this point, this point, and they would sometimes talk about the seniors' decisions that they were making at the same age that they were, right, yeah. At that point. And we had some really good discussions about that. And it wasn't a class, they weren't taking a class about life decisions, or we weren't reading a self-help book. They were creating art, and this is a way to reach them without hitting them over the head with it. First off, I'd like to get three portraits done, three dynamic portraits. In other words, the still image, the painted image, which that's the centerpiece for each portrait, and then create flash versions of each, so interactive portraits, three of them posted. And then from there, I'd like to do more at Eden Springs. Mm-hmm. They're very helpful there, very cooperative, very eager to help us continue the project there. But I would also like to involve some younger people in doing the interviews. I think that would be something that would be a very regenerative activity for everybody involved. And then I'd like to involve people from other institutions. My gut feeling is that this is something that would most benefit the disenfranchised, those who don't have people to listen to them, mm-hmm. Yet have a lot to share.
Join us, leave your beauty flower. Join us, leave your cheese to sour.
We'll be back in a moment with more of our Healing Arts of Wakulla County episode, right here on Wave 94.1.